Joining us now, the great Hunter Pence. How you doing, Hunter?
Yeah.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Back. All the way back. Let's go. Back. All the way back. You know what I'm saying, right?
I do.
That's right. We enjoyed. Yeah, that's right. Hey, we enjoyed hanging with you, getting to know you this season. We think the world of you, man, and we thought, man, we don't want you to get out of town with us getting you on at least one more time. And thank you for making the time to join us today. How would you describe your season, the season you personally just had?
You know, I'm not really one for labeling things all that much, but I will say that it's been a tremendous experience for me personally, just getting to come back to my hometown, I obviously changed everything with my swing and you know, kind of had a resurgence of, you know, success and learned a lot from this phenomenal staff. But, you know, playing the last season of Globe Life Park and coming back to, you know, where I grew up, it's really been just tremendous experience for me. And, like, I've had an absolute blast. And the team here has been amazing and the fans have been incredible and it's been a good time for me.
You know, you're an exceedingly positive person, and I imagine you take that approach into a lot of different things. But you talked about changing your swing. You told us back in the spring you even changed the way you ran. And, you know, you're thinking, okay, almost like they're trying to run me out of this league. So you adjusted some things. But you had such great success in making the All-Star game. So when you started having this success, is this kind of what you expected going into this season, or did you exceed your expectations?
I would definitely say I exceeded my expectations. You know, I had no idea if it was going to actually impact or if I was actually going to be able to, you know, improve or if it even worked. But I just was like, you know, at the worst case, I'll be studying hitting and I'll learn a whole bunch of stuff that I didn't know before. And maybe it works, maybe it doesn't. And that's kind of how I went into it, because it was like, if I didn't do something, I didn't feel like I was good enough to, you know, I wouldn't want to be out on the field not helping a team win, and that's the point of being playing Major League Baseball is coming out to win. And so I'm glad I got to learn all that, and it definitely surprised me how well it worked. And I had to make some adjustments different than even everything that was coached to me. I had to find a way to, you know, make it work with myself. Now I have to kind of be like Humpty Dumpty and, you know, put myself back together again, get healthy, because obviously with changing your swing and all the new stuff, I probably wanted to swing a little too much and kind of grinded myself down a little bit.
Well, your manager wants you to come back. We had him on our show the other day, and he said, obviously, you got to make decisions for yourself. The organization makes decisions, but he raved about the impact you had. We've yet to find anybody who's interacted with you that didn't absolutely adore you, so that didn't surprise us, but how do you look at your situation right now? Do you look at next season as, okay, I'm looking for an everyday role? How are you approaching your team search for next year?
You know, I take things kind of one day at a time and just kind of see what's out there. Obviously, I would love to come back here as well. I feel like there's some really good things happening behind the scenes, a lot of growth. And like I said, the staff here is phenomenal. The players are amazing. And I can foresee, you know, with this young talent, what's going to happen. And, you know, I'm open to all options. It's just going to depend what's available. It's also going to depend on how I feel. So, you know, not an everyday job, I wouldn't be afraid of it, because, you know, as you get older, you kind of got to put on that different hat, and I understand that. You know, I do want to believe that I can play, you know, every day, but I also want to be realistic and be healthy. And if we are in a playoff race, I don't want to be in this situation where I am right now, where I can't come in. So hopefully I can learn the lesson from this year and find a way to balance it out. And, you know, I'm open to whatever options are out there. And, you know, like I said, I'd love to be here as well. So we'll see if they have room for me, because I know we have a lot of corner outfielders here.
How did your lovely bride find Arlington in the DFW Metroplex? You know all about it, but she was new to this area, right?
She has absolutely loved it, and I, like, it's been just such a fun time for us, and she loves the area that we're in, and there's just so many great things about the DFW area. We're actually staying in Dallas, and I, like, literally, it's been just a breath of fresh air and a lot of fun to get to know the city. There's so much activity, there's so much you know, it's just a different experience, and she's loved it, and we've just had a blast.
So you guys are a super fun couple, and everyone knows you guys like games. I guess there's been a lot of talk about board games and things like that. So Travis Frederick, Cowboy Center, was on our show the other day talking about he loves Dungeons & Dragons. We were just curious, do you play Dungeons & Dragons?
I have. I played when I was a kid a little bit, and then I think this last offseason, because we run Dungeons & Dragons at my coffee shop as well. We have those at night. We have a lot of, like, dungeon masters that'll run, like, pickup groups and stuff. I actually like it more as an adult than I did as a kid. And it tells you a lot about yourself when you get into these, like, role-playing Dungeons & Dragons things. Apparently, I like to be a psycho that tortures goblins and tries to get information and does really crazy things. But I have a blast with it.
This is very exciting to me because I played Dungeons & Dragons as a kid, and I remember it and loved it, but I didn't play as an adult, and I was worried that now everybody just plays online. But you're telling me that there's still folks that, you know, break out the charts and roll the dice and do all of it in person. We still have that element going strong?
I think it's, like, becoming really popular. It's actually a really big thing, and there's a lot of people that love it. And like I said, as an adult, I liked it a lot more because it's not too often you're, like, hanging out with friends and everyone has, like, an actual thing going on and are just paying attention and creating stories. And so, like, you're using your imagination, you're acting, and there's just a lot going on that creates for a really good time with friends and memories you won't forget. I definitely, the one day that we played, it was, like, a one-shot quest or whatever. I still can, like, it just, like, makes me feel good to laugh at the personalities and how everyone kind of became their character.
God, that's great. Hey, the next time we text you, we're going to text you Travis Frederick's information. We're going to make a Dungeons & Dragons love connection and get you guys connected. So you guys, is that okay with you?
Yeah, I would love to have his contact info. That would be really cool.
Okay, cool. We'll make that love connection.
I don't know if he wants to, you know, like, I don't know if he has room in his party. I don't know if you've seen Stranger Things, you know. They don't just accept people into their parties that easily.
That's exactly right. But we told him that we heard a rumor that you played D&D, and he's all about it. So he wants to meet you. He knows all about you, and he would love to meet you too. So, but I do want to ask, you mentioned your coffee shop. You guys have coffee shops, and you can play games there. What, or do you have multiple shops, just one? What is going on with that?
Right now we just have one in Houston, and it's been open for 2 years. Going on the second year. This is the second year, and trying to figure out how to get that going properly. It's a lot of work, but it's a lot of fun. We absolutely love the place, and we have a wonderful staff there, and it's turned into just this awesome hangout spot that the neighborhood really enjoys. And we have board games. We run gaming like Smash and Mortal Kombat and Street Fighter tournaments. We also run Magic the Gathering tournaments, and we have Dungeons and Dragons nights and all sorts of creativity stuff going on there.
Dude, we need you to open one of those. Are you guys open to doing one of those up here, up in DFW?
Absolutely. I mean, we've definitely talked about it, but it took us 3 years just to open that one with regards to getting permits and all that.
Yeah.
But Alexis loves Dallas so much, and, if we get to spend more time here, we definitely would love to open one here. That is a part of the plan.
Well, man, we've met a lot of different athletes over the years. You said breath of fresh air earlier. That's what you are as well to us. We are not unlike anybody who's run across you. We're huge fans of yours. So, hey, thanks so much for taking the time to join us today. Thanks for the time in the spring. Thanks for giving the Rangers a bunch of awesome times out on the field this season. You had a hell of a year, and we're certainly rooting that for you to come back to the Rangers. But thanks again for the time, man.
Hey, thank you guys so much, and same to you. You guys are an awesome show. You kick tail, and let's go. Have a good day.
Let's go.
We did it.
Let's go,
we did it. All right. Let's go, Cowboys. All right.
Care,
thanks,
guys.
Hunter. There he goes.